Cigarettesandcigars.com.
1, 2, 3.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it?
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
You better call me a doctor.
Do you want to get well live? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. This is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can send me an email. We're going to kick it off with Christina. Hi, Christina. Welcome to the show,
Hi,
darling.
There. Oh, I'm going to have to start listening to you every night. I was calling you about something specific, and listening to the others, I realize I don't know enough. But
that's
I do
okay.
have diabetes,
okay.
And my question was this. And then I'll add that I've got more difficulties than I thought.
Okay.
You know, I have always heard that if you don't eat, that your blood sugar drops. Well.
That's right.
But in the morning, if I take my blood sugar at 5, it's usually between 101 and 119. But if I wait till 7 or 7:30, it's on up there by 128, 139. I mean, what is happening? I don't understand it because I haven't eaten.
Right.
I didn't eat anything between 5 and 7. But if I don't take my blood sugar earlier, it's higher. What's going on? Do you know?
What happens? Yeah, absolutely. What happens is over a period of time when you wake up in the morning,
yeah.
cortisol levels are supposed to be at their highest in the morning. Now, cortisol is a stress hormone.
C-O-R-T-I-S-O-L?
Yes, cortisol is it's a stress hormone, and
stress.
It's secreted by the adrenal glands. And
uh-huh.
the adrenal glands are the body's stress glands, and when that happens, then a couple things. When typically, let me tell you the normal pattern. First thing, you wake up in the morning, cortisol levels are supposed to be very high.
Uh-huh.
And when you wake up in the morning and they're high, it can affect blood sugar levels. As it affects blood sugar levels, it can cause you to feel a certain way. It can cause you to actually change. So that's why when you first wake up, if your body's in a fatigued state, then your cortisol levels can be a little bit lower. If they're a little bit lower, your blood sugar is going to be a little bit lower. Once cortisol kicks in a little bit, though, it makes your blood sugar kind of go haywire a little, and that's why it begins to increase, even though you haven't had any food. And that's why breakfast is so important. That's why they call it breakfast. Break fast is the word. It's because you're breaking a fast and being in sleeping state. And see, when you're sleeping, your body is still utilizing glucose, which is blood sugar, and it's still utilizing some of the food and nutrition that you've had from the day before. But once you start winding down into that 6 to 8 hours of sleep, then the body's cortisol levels kick in, makes you more hungry. And, of course, then the blood sugar levels begin to change. And if you're dealing with diabetes, then you're going to be playing, you know, you're one of those things that you want to eat first. And as soon as you wake up, you need to be putting food in your body. Everybody really does. But when you're dealing with diabetes, it's something that you really need to do is to get up and get that meal in. Now, your meals don't need to have a lot of carbohydrates in the morning. You got to keep it simple. So a good meal or breakfast for you in the morning to keep your blood sugar stabilized is you want to have equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs. So eggs would be great in the morning, of course. And that's the whole egg, not just egg whites, not egg beaters, but the real thing. So 2 to 3 organic eggs in the morning, cooked in coconut oil or butter. And then your carbohydrates, you could do is a bowl of fresh berries like strawberries or blueberries. Raspberries, something like that would be great, and not toast and not potatoes and not oatmeal. You want to stay away from all those things. They're going to affect your blood sugar in a negative way. And then you want to get good, healthy fats in the morning. Now, if you eat the eggs, you'll get great fats out of the egg yolks. And, of course, if you're using coconut oil to cook with or butter, that's going to be really good fat as well. Fat does a couple of things. It slows down the digestive process of your food, so it doesn't go in and out of your body so quickly. It takes its time, so you can utilize the proteins and the fats and all that kind of thing. So it's important to be able to do that. Now, the other thing, too, with diabetes, you want to start using some things with your meals that will help regulate blood sugar. One is alpha-lipoic acid. It's an antioxidant that works very well. But then they also have some minerals that work well. Vanadium is really important. Also, chromium picolinate is great. And manganese. All three of those can be taken along with the alpha-lipoic acid with your meals to help regulate blood sugar and really get the body more stabilized, especially your pancreas, which is where the blood sugar is secreted in the first place, and get it where it needs to be. So those are a couple of places to start. Now, I do encourage you to exercise, because in diabetes, exercise plays a big role. And a lot of people really don't exercise the way they need to when they're struggling with diabetes. And getting that in place, getting it in order, one of the best things that you can do to get your health back where it needs to be. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Our health challenges are something we deal with every single day. And most of them, 80% of them, are diet and lifestyle related. That means if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and get well. It's true. The body changes every single day. So are you willing to change with it? Are you willing to make the kind of choices and the kind of changes that you need to make in order to get well? Well, that's something that you have to decide, and it's something that you have to look into and want to do. And that's why the subtitle of my book, Empowering Your Health, has always been, Do You Want to Get Well? Because if you do, if you're willing to do whatever it takes, no matter how hard it might be, then your body can get well. And that's the choice you have to make. Because the choices, the things that we do, the choices, the lifestyle choices we make every day matter. Foods that we eat, the water that we drink, getting half our body weight in ounces of pure non-chlorinated water daily, the exercise that we get or don't get, the rest that we get, making sure that we get to bed before midnight, knowing that every minute of sleep before midnight is worth 4 minutes after midnight. That plays a big role. So monitoring stress levels, managing our stress, managing our health, all play key roles in getting our bodies where they need to be. So what are you doing with your health? Have you made some changes? Or are you just sitting back hoping that you don't get sick, or hoping that you don't get something that might be coming down the pipeline genetically, or thinking that you're going to get something that grandpa had? It's not true. Genetics play about 15 to 20% of the overall equation. Remember that. So our lifestyle choices play the biggest role in our health. And the good news is we're in control of that. So no one else can take responsibility for your health but you. And so what kind of choices are you making today? Because the choices you can and will to make today will determine the health that you're going to have tomorrow. 888-283-7272. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Now let's go to Kathy. Hi, Kathy. Welcome to the show.
Yes, sir, Dr. Ava. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course. What's going on?
I want to say I think you're a godsend, and I wish there was one of you standing on every corner.
Well, thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Kathy. What's going to be your question tonight?
All right, sir. I have a son-in-law who's had a couple of bouts of the MRSA infection.
MRSA infection. I'll tell you what, we're going to go into this break. Hang tight. And we're going to talk about MRSA. We'll get into the details about what's been going on and come up with a great solution. MRSA is something that a lot of people struggle with. And it's something that affects our immune system in a major way. But there's a way to get out of it. And we'll talk about that, get into the question when we come out of this break. So hang tight.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. pure, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Call now, 888-283-7272. Stay connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com.
talking with Kathy. Kathy's been dealing with, I guess her son-in-law is dealing with a MRSA infection, Kathy, and you were starting to tell me about it. So why don't you go into the question, and we'll see what we can do to figure things out.
All right. I think it was last year, the first part of the year, he had a bout with the MRSA. He had one lance. It was pretty bad. He was on pretty strong antibiotics. Since then, he's had another couple of flare-ups, and here in the last, I believe it was this past Saturday, he came down with another one, which is pretty large. He went to the doctor. He gave him some Sceptre antibody to take. He's running a temperature of like 102.5, maybe a little higher with it. And I told my daughter that I was going to call you and talk with you because I listened to you quite frequently. And I had talked with you earlier last year concerning my husband, and some of the advice that you had given me had really helped my husband. And I told her that I was going to call and see if, you know, if you could give us some ideas about how to keep this thing from annoying him right on.
Yeah, I'm sure. What is his age?
He is 39.
Okay, so right around the big turn right there.
Uh-huh.
Well, a couple things that he can do is when you're dealing with MRSA, and of course, I guess he's done several antibiotics, right?
Yes,
and that
sir.
Has seemed to help. He's gone the route. All right.
Yes, sir.
The first thing you want to do, I mean, obviously he's done that, so the other thing is to make sure that the things he's putting inside of his body every single day are going to matter tremendously. When you're dealing with the immune system, you have to do everything you can with a MRSA infection to make the body's own natural immune system extremely strong. And it's not hard to do. You can make it happen, but he has to be very strategic in the things that he chooses to do now. And first thing I would make sure that he's doing on a regular basis is cutting out all wheat products that contain any kind of flour. So bread, pasta, cereal, crackers. Why? Because there's that protein in there called gluten. And gluten is highly inflammatory to the body. It used to be thought that gluten is simply for people that deal with celiac. And you know, it's just a celiac disease issue and people can't handle gluten. But what we found is about 95% of people cannot handle it. They just can't. And because they can't handle gluten, then it affects the body in so many different ways, whether it's an infection or it's autoimmune disease or other types of things. So it's important to avoid it altogether, at least for 8 weeks, because it takes 7.5 weeks for a gluten protein to come out of the system and not affect it. So I would start there without a shadow of a doubt. I would get started in that with that aspect, have him change the way he's eating because that's going to help build the immune system. He can use echinacea and golden seal. It comes in a tincture. And it works well in supporting immune function, building up the immune system. But I'll tell you what really kills off MRSA-related infections now, especially if he's gone the route of doing all the antibiotics. See, that's the key right there. Coming off the antibiotics and, you know, not seeing the complete results that he's looking for, that plays a big role. There's one that works very well. It's kind of old school, but it's new school, and it's ionic silver. It works well, and it's something that he can use on a daily basis. It keeps the immune system strong, kills off extra or excess viral infections, bacterial infections, and he would simply want to do about 20 drops 3 times a day, and you can do it with meals. No big deal. But it works well, and high vitamin C levels, too, work very well. And I would say between 5 and 7,000 milligrams per day of vitamin C is going to be great for him to completely have things balanced out within his body. And it's important to do that. It's important to make sure that vitamin C levels are balanced and in on a higher end, because they found that the higher your vitamin C levels are in the body, Linus Pauling did a big study on it. Of course, he won a Nobel Prize for his research in vitamin C. And it's just great because we've learned of how it affects the immune system and how much it strengthens it. And with MRSA, you know, you're dealing with something that's really challenging. It's something that's so resistant to the different antibiotics. It's such a resistant bacterium that it can be a little bit scary. And people, when they hear MRSA, they freak out and they get really concerned. But it's something that we see a lot more now than we used to. And if you just come up with a way to build the immune system up and do things on a daily basis, see, that's the key. It's making those little daily deposits in his health account is what's going to make the difference. And he's young. He's 39. That's really young still. His immune system is still strong. And even though he's running these fevers, I would still encourage you to do the same protocol. Cod liver oil is important, and probiotics are very important when you're dealing with a massive bacteria like MRSA. He wants to do 4 probiotics in the morning on an empty stomach, and I would do 4 at lunch right after or before, about 30 minutes before lunch. It's better to do it on an empty stomach, and then evening dinner, same thing on an empty stomach. Works well. Works very well. And I would encourage you to encourage him to get started, but don't lose hope. That's the thing that he cannot lose, is hope. Because in the middle of all this, his body, as much as it can get an infection like MRSA, it can start getting well. And the foods that he's eating every day, first thing you've got to change. You have to change that. Change the way he eats. You will literally change the way he lives. And it's so important because MRSA is scary. And it's something that a lot of people struggle with, but he doesn't have to keep it. It's one of those things that even though it's like, just because the antibiotics didn't work, we don't just throw our hands up in the air and just say, oh, well, there's nothing else we can do. There's a lot that can happen. And focus on getting his immune system strong. And at the end of the day, his body will respond, and he'll be able to shake that thing. Even though people say it's very difficult, he will. He's young enough to be able to fight it. His body can fight it. And they'll want to hear about it. Give me a call back here on the show or email me.
Looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Move over organic. The Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Healthy Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Hi, Todd. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Asa. How are you?
Great, man. What's up?
I had some general questions about adult attention deficit disorder.
Let's talk about it.
Well, I'm curious about diagnosis and then treatment options.
Okay, what are you curious about? Just what have you done? Let's start here. Where have you gone? Where are you now? And then we'll come up with some options.
Okay. Well, for a long time, I'm almost 40 years old, and for a long time I've just had a hard time focusing on different tasks. I'm a fairly successful adult, but I still have, my mind wanders during the day. I tend to set up multiple tasks at once instead of focusing on one thing. And then my lack of interest in things, a friend said, well, maybe you're depressed. And I kind of looked and I said, no, I don't think I'm depressed. And then another friend suggested, well, have you ever been diagnosed with adult attention deficit disorder? I've done a little bit of research online, and kind of maybe, but I guess my next step would be to go to my health care provider, but I was a little curious what you could tell me about how they diagnose it, and then treatment options after diagnosis.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about this. Now, do you find yourself really struggling with it now, or is it something that you deal with just periodically?
No, every day. I mean, in the last 2 years, it's gotten worse.
Right. I got it.
And I was never diagnosed as a hyper child. So, you know, it kind of came out of the blue, but the more I read about it, the more I'm like, yeah, it kind of fits.
Well, tell me what you eat, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Let's see what a day in the life of Todd looks like.
Breakfast usually is either coffee or a NOS or a Monster or something along those lines.
Wow.
Lunch is a side salad and then a burger of some sort. Then dinner is sporadic. My wife tries to keep me healthy, but I don't know if she's all that successful at it.
And sounds like that's the decision you have to make.
Right. I would put myself in good health. I'm not overweight. Fairly physically active.
Right.
So well, I don't know that if diet's a big part, but that's something
it's a huge part. Yeah, it's a huge part. All of it's a huge part. But, I mean, the reality is when it comes to your health and it comes to dealing with ADHD or ADD, adult, child, it's the same thing. The same thing's happening. You're dealing with neurotransmitters, and the neurotransmitters that are being affected typically when you're dealing with ADHD are a couple things. Now, the first one we usually see is dopamine. Dopamine is, that's the one that also can be affected with bipolar, highs and lows.
Okay.
But ADHD is, you know, obviously you can't focus. I mean, that's the big deal. You want to avoid the two foods I always talk about. They create food allergies, but gluten is the main one. Now, cow's milk, dairy, I talk a lot about it, avoiding it as much as you can. But when it comes to ADHD, I'm talking about foods with flour, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers. But the reality is it's not great at all, and it's horrible for you. And that gluten protein, when you remove it, you're going to notice it in a major way. I would say that's the number one thing you could do. Second thing is you want to balance out your dopamine levels. And the way to do that is you want to eat foods like meat, of course the organic grass-fed kind, fish, eggs, cheese, and chocolate. All of those play a major role in your overall health, and especially balancing out dopamine levels. You want to avoid caffeine, so these drinks you're drinking for breakfast, like those NOS drinks and all that, that you're fueling the fire. You're throwing gasoline on the fire, and you think it's water. And so that's why every time you throw the gasoline on the fire, the flames get higher. You're just you're making it worse by the things you do every day. Here's some supplements that help raise dopamine levels. Blueberry extract is very good.
Okay.
Tyrosine is very good. Pyridoxal 5-phosphate, that's P5P, vitamin B6, is incredible. N-acetylcysteine is great as well. Okay, so those are the ones that keep dopamine levels elevated. And also, I'll tell you, the dark chocolate, the real dark chocolate, like the 80% kind, it's a little bit bitter. You can have a little bit of that every single day, about 4 squares of that a day, and it will help raise dopamine levels naturally. So there's some things, and really, you'll notice a big difference. I would also get a blood test just for kicks and giggles and see how your testosterone level is.
Okay.
Because low dopamine levels in a male will always equate to low testosterone levels, and you want to make sure that that stays up so you don't have prostate issues. So see how everything's kind of interconnected? I mean, you're asking me one question, and there's about 3 different ways to skin a cat in this, but you have to look at all ways, too, because they all tie in, and they all make a big difference in the overall health equation. So long story short, change your diet, get on some of the supplements that will make a difference, you know, eat on some of the foods that I listed out for you and see how your body responds. You're going to need about an 8-week period to really see a difference, so it's not going to happen in 2 days. So don't get into the microwave generation of people that want things tomorrow. And cod liver oil, of course, it's a gimme. So a tablespoon in the morning, tablespoon in the evening, you're going to notice some major changes. When you do, please tell me about it. I want to hear about it. Either shoot me an email, call me back here on the show. It's great talking with you. 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life, then call in right now with questions about your health. 888-283-7272. And now we're going to go to Angela. Hi, Angela.
Hi, how are you?
Living well. What's up?
My question is, I stay very busy. I have a full-time job. I have a cleaning service that I do on Sundays, and I'm currently in massage therapy school.
Oh, congratulations. And that's great. You like it?
I love it, but I'm at the part where the rubber hits the road with the neuromuscular therapy part. And I'm finding that I'm really very irritable. I feel like that every nerve ending I have in my body is like PMSing. I have to bite my tongue to calm down. I get stressed, and especially when it's time for a test or something. And I've really been trying to eat healthy, but I don't know. I'm trying not to be so irritable going through what I'm going through, but I don't know how not to stress out so much on everything. I eat bananas for breakfast for the most part in the morning. For lunch, I cut up bell peppers of all colors, cucumbers, avocado. I eat one of those. But I also have an eating disorder that I've been battling with for quite a few years, and so I get paranoid eating at night, and I go to school at night.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
So I don't know.
It doesn't sound like you're eating a lot of protein, though. Are you not? Are you vegetarian?
I'm trying to be. I have a heart. Well, you know, we took nutrition in school, and they played some movies that really freaked me out about eating meat.
Don't let it freak you out.
Well, it showed how it was processed. And
I know. I've seen them.
They do, and I'm like, the corn-fed cows and the stuff like that is just like really. So I can't find myself wanting to eat meat. So I don't know what to do.
Well, I think there's a couple things. First thing you want to do is you want to make sure that you're getting plenty of proteins and you're not. So that right there in itself is going to make anybody irritable because you can't produce the right kind of neurotransmitters. I was just talking to a gentleman about dopamine, and dopamine, when it gets low in the body, you can't focus. It's hard to concentrate. You get irritable. You get snappy with people, and you're thinking, why am I so, like Medea says, why are you so angry?
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
You know what I mean? And it's one of those deals where you want to keep your brain chemistry balanced, neurotransmitters, so you can be balanced and you can be the kind of person that you know you are. And
can I ask
your brain,
you this?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you. I've been taking ginkgo biloba, too.
It's not going to do it.
Is it good for your brain?
It's okay. A lot of weak studies out on ginkgo right now, meaning that it's not really everything it's been cracked up to be for a while.
Okay.
Yeah, so what you want to do is you want to start, I would increase your meat intake. I really would. Now, you don't have to do so much red meat, but I would increase at least maybe one piece a week and only do the organic, grass-fed, hormone-free at least. Because the iron and the B12 that you have in there, the conjugated linoleic acid, there's so many nutrients that are in there that's so good for us. I mean, that's why it's one of the best things you can eat. Now, fish and eggs, if you'll stick with that for your major protein sources,
uh-huh,
then you'll get great benefits. You'll stabilize your brain chemistry big time.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes. Oh. So, but you're doing great with the fats, the avocados and the fish oils and the nuts and the almonds and all that kind of thing. That's great. Vegetables, great. Breakfast, bananas, throw that out the window. Two organic eggs in the morning for breakfast, get a bowl of fresh berries, and that needs to be your breakfast. You're going to have healthy fats, great proteins. You know, eggs have probably the best protein source on the planet. So just by doing that, getting the good low glycemic carbohydrates in those berries, that's going to make a huge difference in the way that you feel and the way that your body responds. So get started on that and then stay in touch with me. See if your body is still acting and your brain chemistry is acting the way that it is. Blueberries are really good for balancing dopamine. Chocolate, of course, I just talked about with the call before you. And also keeping those protein levels up and your healthy fats up. 888-283-7272.
Hi. Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Are you looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.
Check out the show 24-7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Scripture for the day comes from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. It says, those that hope in the Lord, they'll renew their strength. They'll mount upon wings as eagles, will run, not grow weary. They'll walk and not faint. Powerful scripture that God will carry you through, that He'll give you strength when you're feeling weary, when you're run down and you're in a place where you think you can't get out, or you've been given a diagnosis and it's made you scared and you feel like there's nobody there. The great physician's always there to give you hope. He's the one that will carry you through when nobody else will. So when you get tired and you feel like you've got nothing left, and you feel like you're in a place that no one can hear you, you feel like you're in a place where the doctors have just kind of laid it out there and you don't know where to turn, know this. Know that hope is right around the corner. And the Bible says in Psalm chapter 23 that if you'll look over your shoulder, goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. And that's powerful. God will never leave you. He'll never forsake you, no matter what news you've been given, no matter what things you've been given. God will carry you through no matter what if you'll put Him first in your life. Let's go to Chandler. Hi, Chandler. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Living well, man. What's up?
Hey, you've been a blessing to my life here. I just want to give you a shout out and tell you thank you. Since August, I have lost 35 pounds.
Come on, Chandler. That's great.
Sir,
that's what I'm talking about. Right there. Bring it.
And I have given my brother, my sister, niece, and nephew about 10 of your books. I give everybody's book, and I'm a part of you. But my question to you tonight is that I'm on the cayenne path for two things. Number one, I'm using three big tablespoons of it when I put it in my gallon container. But I overuse the cayenne peppers.
It's a little bit too much.
And
you want to go by drops. And with cayenne pepper, you want to go real easy. Probably about no more than 20 drops twice a day. That probably will end up being about a teaspoon twice a day.
Okay. And then my other question is that I am doing the super cleanser every month. Am I overdone it?
You don't really need to do it that often. Once a quarter, meaning about once every 3 to 4 months, is a good route to go. Because the Super Cleanse is designed, remember, it's designed to clear out yeast and bacterial infections and things out of the digestive tract. I'm glad you're doing that. I think it's a great discipline to have. But I don't think you need to do it that often. If you're following the anti-inflammatory diet, you're eating foods that reduce inflammation in the body. And that's the main goal. So if you're following that diet, then you know you're doing, it's better to eat your way through a cleansing process rather than just always doing a cleanse. Because the body can naturally cleanse itself. It's designed to do that. It's that your digestive tract and the lining and all the different hormones and the secretory enzymes and things that we naturally have, hydrochloric acid and all that, it's designed to break down our food, to get rid of waste, to eliminate toxins. We have our lymphatic system. And the lymphatic system plays a big role in pushing out all the toxins as well. So
yes,
there's several things in the way the body is designed and created to make this happen. So those are just a couple things I would encourage you to do. The anti-inflammatory diet, definitely something you want to start on. The cayenne's good, but are you doing the foundational four supplements, the multi and the cod liver oil, the enzymes, and the probiotics?
Yes,
are you doing those?
Yes, sir. Number one, that cod liver, that's what I'm mixing mine up with. B12 and it tastes much better that way. I tried that, no reason, everything. Yes, sir, I'm doing everything that your book has me doing stuff here. And my blood pressure went down 20 points. And one thing, I just want to give you a shout out. all the truck drivers out here because we listen to you, man. I'm telling you, man, you're doing wonderful. You are a blessing, man. You really are. I'm looking forward to seeing you on TV. I'm really looking forward.
We're coming up. The new show is going to be launching out 40 million viewers right out of the gate, three different networks. And just stay posted, and we'll have you know, of course, all the details. Facebook as well. Make sure you become a fan there. We're going to be listing everything on there as well. But I'm glad. I appreciate that. It means a lot to me because we do. We work very hard to be able to really be a blessing to you and encourage you and empower you. A lot of truckers, you're right, being on later at night, we get a lot of you folks calling in. And anyway, keep doing what you're doing. The cayenne pepper that you're talking about is really good for blood flow. It's great for your heart. And I'm glad your blood pressure and things have come down. See, all you have to do are make these little changes every single day. And that's what's so encouraging is when you make the decision that you want to get well, when you have a made-up mind, there's nothing more powerful than a made-up mind. When your mind is made up, then you can go from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. And I don't care what kind of diagnosis you've been given. I don't care what kind of position you're in. If you're 30 pounds overweight, if you're 100 pounds overweight, don't go for the lap band. Don't go for any of the little gimmicks out there. You have to make the decision that you want to get well. And that's what you did. You made the decision and you had a made up mind and you said, I'm going to do whatever it takes, no matter how hard it might be. I'm not going to let the fact that I'm driving a truck all day long keep me from exercising. I'm going to get out and I'm going to walk 15 minutes at two different truck stops and walk briskly and do things that I know that can help my body get where it needs to be. And look what you did. You dropped the weight. You feel better. Blood pressure's down. Proof's in the pudding, baby. It is. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. Diagnosing hope one person at a time, whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed. Remember, there's always hope to get your health back.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and giving with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding...
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.